WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 30 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to have a high time in the Word here today, and it's going to be preached by my good friend, Minister Ralph Williams. And we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. This will play here today, Wednesday, and Thursday. By the way, it is Wednesday, and we will not be having a midweek Bible study this week. We're taking this week off as some of our members can rest up and heal up from some of these viruses that are going around, and just figured it would just be best for us not to have a service this week and meet again on Sunday morning for our regular service. But never fear, we're going to get into the Word right now here. So this is part two of this message from Minister Ralph Williams. If you'd like a copy of this, you can write to me, Paul at WGODradio.com. You can download the app as well, WGOD Radio. You'll find it uploaded on there as well. This coming Sunday, we'll be back in Galatians. And once we wrap that up, we're going to get into Bible prophecy of all different types. That'll be what we look at next here at WGOD, and that is what will be preached next at Island Community Church. But here for today, here's Minister Ralph Williams in part two of this message.
I get an urge to want to get a beer, but what I know is that that beer is not going to just stay that beer. That beer is going to turn itself into something else, because I already been there as a young Christian. And listen, I figured that since he delivered me from alcohol, well, then I won't get drunk all the time. I'll just simply drink on the weekends. And then weekends got longer and longer and longer. And I found myself right back where I started. In fact, it was worse. Knee deep in alcohol and begging the Lord to deliver me once again. And he's telling Timothy, he said, look, you're a leader. He's saying that, look, you need to be the first partaker of these truths. And look, you need to walk it like you talk it. Walk it like you preach it. And he's saying that he is the flee youthful lust, but follow. And listen, I love the Lord, because he tells you what not to do, but he doesn't leave there a void. He wants you to fill it up with something else. He said, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And this last part, look, there were some folk that I used to hang out with, guys, that I can't hang out with anymore. Because every time I hung out with them, I ended up going back to the old mess that I used to be involved in. And my heart used to say, well, I want them to be saved as well. But that call's not me or on me. I've given them the truth. God's word is truth. And ultimately, God gives them the increase. I can't go back there. And so I hang out with you fine folk who love the Lord just like I do. And listen, that helps my walk with Christ. And I grow in grace as I continue to do what he's called me to do. He says, young Timothy, verse 23, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they will gender stripes. And listen, he's talking about stripes and things that man is trying to hook up or make work. And I had a guy ask me one time, he said, can God make a rock so big that he can't pick it up? And so I'm looking at him like he's some kind of a nut. But I answered the question. I said, listen, that's foolish. And what you're trying to do is to get me to get tricked up in regard to God so that you can say, well, that's why I'm not going to believe. No, I said, I'm not answering that. And so another fellow said, we had a men's study, and he said, what about the men or the people that live on other planets? How do we get to them? And so I said, look, I'm not going to go there because I already see there's some that want to discuss this thing and you want to hijack this study, so we're not going to go there. But when you find something in Scripture that intimates that there's somebody on another planet that I need to get to the minister to, then we'll discuss it. But we're going to stay with what the Word of God says. He says in verse 23, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they shall gender strife. And the servant of the Lord, it says, must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, and patient. And listen, this last word he put on there, patient, is that, look, I've never been one to be patient. And I dare say most of us are probably that way. But if God has called you to be a minister, guys, you want to be patient. Because there's going to be some times and some folk that's going to take a while before they get to the place where they can be usable for the Lord. And you might have to say the same thing over and over and over. And listen, we might, in our quiet time, in our prayer closet, say, Lord, well, how long? How much longer? No, it ain't no how much longer. You continue to do it until God moves them out of your way or takes them from you. Patience. And not to mention, guys, I didn't get here overnight. It took a long time for God to get this mess out of me and others who are patient with me as well. And I need to be patient and long-suffering with folk that God has sent my way. And he uses this term or this word. He said, the servant of the Lord must not strive. In other words, there are some things I want to do. Even some things I want to do in my ministry. And there are some that want to make it happen. That we going to make this happen. And we going to do this. And we going to do, you ain't doing nothing. Because I ain't doing nothing. And the only thing I can do is what God directs me to do. And if it's not his will, guess what? I can do it until the cows come home. And by the way, they ain't came home yet. It ain't happening. Until God says that it's time to happen. God's plan versus my plan. God's plan is the one that's going to always work. Amen. He says in verse 24, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. He says in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. Interesting philosophy or verbiage here. He says, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. And listen, he's saying that even for those that are outside of God's ark of safety, the unsaved, he's saying that I need to sometimes get down to their level so that I can say something that they'll understand in a way from God's word that they'll grab a hold of and have an interest in. And he's saying that they're actually living a life that's opposing themselves, and they don't even know it. That they're on their way to hell. They think they're having fun. But that kind of fun, listen, you don't want to have if they leave here without Christ and end up in hell. You don't want that. And look, they don't even know it. So I'm patiently trying to teach them and preach them and not striving, not in Brother Ralph's will, but in God's will, because he sent them to me and there's a word from God for them. And I teach it and I preach it as he would have me to do. But ultimately, guys, it's God that's going to have to give the increase. Not me, as much as I might want it to happen. He says in verse 26, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive to him at his will. And listen, like everyone in this building, including myself, I once danced to a different God, who was Satan. And I thought I was doing okay. But in reality, I really wasn't doing okay. And it took God to open my eyes to help me to see how un-okay I was really doing. And he blessed me into salvation. And now I can be the conduit, the in-between, between somebody and God's Spirit and God and Jesus Christ when I give them his word. Guys, we're ambassadors here on this earth. And we're to represent Jesus Christ at all times, in particular, a minister, a leader in God's church. And how we preach it is how we ought to walk it. And someone should see a difference in me and in you and the world. He goes on in chapter 3, verse 1. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And look, he's saying these perilous times, it could be translated savage eras. And guys, you think about how we are or where we are in the world right now and some of the things that we see going on and some of the news reports that we see and how they're amening and even legalizing sin that we're in that time. Folks, we're seeing the Bible unfold right before us. And if anybody was ever going to stand for goodness and mercy and grace and Jesus Christ, it ought to be us. And I can't, amen. And look, I don't care if it's my brother or my sister or my cousin. If they're living in sin, I don't need to lie to them. I need to tell them the truth. If I have a cousin or two folk of the same sex, and listen, legally they say we can get married, I've got to tell them what thus saith the Lord, because I love them. And I don't want them to be all kinds of messed up and end up in hell on my watch. Not my call, but it is what I got to say. Got to tell the truth. And listen, many times, look, I'd like to go along with some stuff. I used to be that way. Can't we all just get along? But man, I can't get along when you go against God's word. Because I know that's you're living a lie. And I know that God would have you to repent in the truth. He said this, no, verse 1, also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. And of course we see that, and we've always seen it. It's just escalating more and more. All selfish and just all about them. It says covetous. In other words, they want theirs, but they want yours as well. He says boasters, proud, blasphemers. And listen, there are folk now that will talk about Jesus Christ and even cuss Jesus Christ, and it don't bother them a lick. I remember a time, even as an unsaved youth, I would walk past the church, and whatever foolishness we were doing, we would stop until we got past the church, not even realizing that God sits high, looks low. He already saw what we were doing, but it was that kind of respect for the church and the church house and God's man, not no more. And we're in those days, in that time. He says, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. I saw a young lady was talking to her mother. They were getting in a car. And the young lady was cussing her mother out, literally. And listen, normally I don't try to get involved in somebody else's affairs because you can get yourself in trouble that way. I didn't know him. But she was cussing her out so that I didn't tell her to stop, but I said, whoa, hey, hey, hey! And then the mother and the girl looked at me. She stopped, and they both laughed, and they got into the car. But man, that thing was vexing. It was grieving me, and it was making even my flesh want to rise up and do something, though I know I should not. But we're, again, in those times. He says, without natural affection, verse 3, and look, even mothers would do anything to protect their children at one time. And we're seeing more and more instances of mothers, and I just read about one, sold her child and trafficking in the children and killing the children, and vice versa with the children killing the parents. No natural affection. And even right now, guys, in wildlife, if you get near a grizzly bear and their cubs, they will slap your face off. And it used to be that way with human beings. But we're coming to a place where it's just not that way anymore. And Paul's warning Timothy was going on during his time, and it's kicked up a notch even in ours. In verse 3, he says, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent. In other words, no self-control. And God, we see that big time in our time. He says, fierce, talking about folk who are just rough. Despises of those that are good. And by the way, Jesus said that y'all calling me good, but there's no good, none other that's good except my Father, so you must be relating me to him. And guys, they can't get the God or Jesus. And we're his ambassadors. Who do you suppose they're going to come down in these last and evil days? You name the name of Christ. You tell somebody that you stand for him and watch the feedback that you will get. Amen? He says in verse 4, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And sadly, as he's writing to this preacher and showing him what he should do and shouldn't do, he said that they're loving pleasure more than God. Guys, and understand that he knows Timothy is going to be in the church house preaching to quote-unquote believers, that there are some that love pleasure even in the church house more than they love God. And the proof's in the pudding of how folk are living. On one hand, they say, oh, how I love Jesus. And on the other hand, they're living a life that says that you don't even know my Lord. And Paul's reminding him and reminding us to make sure that we are right in our heart. He says, hallelujah, having a form of godliness. And listen, he's talking about folk that just rank and file, but he's also primarily talking about false teachers here. He says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And he tells Timothy, from such, turn away. And through the years, I have folk will email me, and I don't really know, and they'll say, Minister Ralph, we see your sermons on YouTube, and we really like to get together with you, and we can just start a prayer thing, or we can do this or do that. And as I dig into who they are, and I realize that what they're about has nothing to do with what I'm about, that they're not about my Father's business, that they're about promoting whatever this thing is that they're trying to do, I already know that as a preacher, and he's telling Timothy this, I can't grab hands with everybody and we pray for the world and sway and say kumbaya when I know you're going somewhere I'm not and you're going somewhere I'm not. And listen, I'm not talking about religious. I'm talking about Christianity. And listen, if we're not there together, we can't be together. And listen, and not that so much I have a problem with it, but I do because my Lord has a problem with it. And I can't link arms with folk that don't worship, not the same way I do, but don't worship my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And by the way, guys, all my brothers and sisters that are here, we will be in heaven together. And sadly, I have an earthly brother and some earthly family members that if they don't get right when I leave here, I will never see them again because they're going somewhere else. They're going to hell. And listen, I don't say it because of how they're acting. I say it because of what's in their heart and the fact that they're rejecting Jesus Christ. But I thank God that he opened my eyes, and you ought to thank God that he opened your eyes because it's by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves is the gift of God, not of works, so that no one can boast. Amen. Verse 5, he says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. He tells Timothy, from such stay away. He says, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive. He says here, silly woman, women in the King James. And he's just talking about gullible women that are out there in the world. And he said, laden with sins and led away with diverse lusts. In other words, they're walking and living in a way that's not suitable for one who knows the Lord. And they're out of God's ark of safety, and they also want to do better. But they're gullible. And there are these false teachers that have an eyeball for them, and they can see them a mile away and are just waiting to prey on these who want to do right, but in of themselves don't know how to do right. He says in verse 6, for of this sort of those that creep into houses and lead captive captive silly women, laden with sins and led away with diverse lusts. And he talks about these guys, he says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. In other words, guys, they look good, they sound good, and listen, we'll have that great big reverend on the front of their name. And listen, wearing the finest of clothes and carrying the biggest Bible. And we'll get in the proximity of these young ladies. And they'll say, finally, I can follow him. And I think I'll be okay. But folk, anybody that's following a man is already messed up. You ought to be following the God-man, Christ Jesus. Because the time is going to come when I'm going to keel over. The time is going to come when Pastor Paul is going to keel over. And listen, when he decreases, you don't stop worshiping God. You keep following Jesus Christ. And folk who are following men, in particular these gullible women, who think that they found the answer, will realize that they only found trouble. Because these guys who can't come to the understanding of the knowledge of the truth, because these truths are spiritually discerned and they don't have God's spirit, and they're working out of their flesh. And God's going to take care of them as well. So we don't have to worry about that. But he's saying that they're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Guys, I would ask that you mark your page there, please, and go with me to 2 Peter. Chapter 1, 2 Peter chapter 1, and zero in on verse 19, if you would.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You are listening to Today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
From Love Worth Finding, here's Adrian Rogers with a treasure from the Word.
I love what Paul said to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. He said, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first
and thy grandmother Lois, and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Isn't that great? Started with grandmama, and then it went down to mother, and then it went down to Timothy. That's the way it ought to be. A woman came to her pastor and said, when should I start the religious training of my child? When will he be old enough? Is it too late to start at 6? He says, no, that's too late. At 1 year, he said, no, that's too late. At 6 months, he said, that's too late. She said, then when should I start? And he said, with his grandparents. This is what we do. We hand it down. We can live for our grandchildren. We can live for our great-grandchildren. And the generation of the upright shall be blessed. And the greatest thing you can do, the greatest gift you can give your children, is to teach them to worship.
For more about Love Worth Finding and Adrian Rogers, visit our website at lwf.org.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.